This podcast is part of the Gunna Geek Network. The opinions expressed may not represent other podcasts or affiliates of Gunna Geek. Check out more podcasts at GunnaGeek.com and get ready because geekness starts in 3, 2, 1.
You have been granted clearance level 8. Stand by for shield debriefing. All information to be discussed here is classified and may only be discussed among agents of equal or higher security clearance.
Your debrief begins now. I'm Agent Otten.
I'm Wayne.
And I'm Dave.
Time to talk a little Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., bitches.
And as the intro says it, we're spoiler. So if you haven't seen the show, don't listen to this.
Yeah, because we're going to spoil it like a lot.
Yeah. I don't think it said anywhere in the intro that we were a spoiler. But okay, I get your point.
Of course.
Oh, it will. Damn it, it will.
They need clearance level 8.
Damn it.
They need to have watched the show. Come on.
Okay. Even in the show.
Isn't there only 7 in the show?
That's
oh my
the
God,
point.
That's why we're
what the fuck? We don't have
8.
That level. Oh my God, I don't have that level.
Because we're like gods. We can see what's happening everywhere.
That's right.
No. Speak for yourself. I am a lot more humble than that.
All right, fine. You're a demigod. There. Better?
Thank you. Just, I didn't want to brag, though.
You're like Idris Elba guarding the
I am
the
like
bridge.
Idris Elba. He is my
it's
man
true.
Crush. That motherfucker is a pimp.
He is a badass. It is true. Okay. We have the situation with, we saw Maria Hill for a quick second on the show in the beginning, which was awesome.
And she was talking about Thor's muscles and how she, there was a lot of sexual innuendo and quick witty one-liners in this.
There was a lot of Joss Whedon in this. Oh.
A lot of Joss Whedon.
Thank you. You're perfect. Both of you. It was all of his one-liners. It was perfect.
Yeah. He went a little bit too much at one or two occasion. I like the reveal of Coulson. He didn't have to point out that the corner was dark.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
No, that one bugged me.
I liked it. I thought it was cool. I thought it was funny.
I would have loved just the reveal.
So is he a robot?
Yeah.
I think he's a life model decoy. I do.
I think he's the Vision.
Nah, I think he's a Vision. I just think he's a life model decoy. Which is why you can never find out that he's a life model decoy, because he'll like self-destruct or some shit. Or shut down.
Maybe.
Broken.
Maybe.
What is he, just like downloaded set of memories into a...
into a robot, yeah.
Robot or clone?
Robot.
Okay.
Life model decoy is a robot.
Basically, Nick Fury has a couple of those.
Yeah. So. And, but they did, the thing is, they did mention the technology in the Avengers movie, so they can use that.
They did. I did not they remember
did.
That. Okay.
As a matter of fact, when Coulson is trying to see Tony, and Tony is hanging out with Pepper, and he's like, he didn't want to be bothered, and Tony Stark said, "You are talking to the life model decoy of Tony Stark."
Okay. I thought I didn't tell that was a joke line. I thought they talked about that at some point. Mm. Okay.
No, but it's, yeah.
It's
so
there.
Since they mentioned it, even if it's a throwaway line, they can get away with using it. So, which is cool. I'm
which
fine
is cool.
With that.
I'm okay because I like Coulson. So
yes, I like Coulson too.
As long as he's acting like Coulson?
Yes.
I'm good.
Yes. And I was happy, even though he was only on the screen for 5 seconds, I was happy to see Ron Glass. That was cool.
Ron Glass.
Yes.
Doctor.
Book.
Oh,
book.
Yeah, book.
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 Yes.
As soon as I saw him, I literally squeed.
Yes. That was awesome.
Audibly as well.
It's funny we all had the same reaction. Book.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
It was short hair book from like the Serenity.
Yes. Yeah. Short hair book.
Type
with big
back.
Glasses. Oh, yes. Yeah. That was kind of cool.
Okay. Let's talk about the hacker. She is cute.
Okay. But I really didn't like her character.
Well, it's because you're French and you're elitist.
Of course.
I liked her. I thought she was cool. But the thing is, and I've said this previously, most of Joss Whedon's shows, the pilots are not as good as the series. Go back to Buffy. Buffy was okay. Angel was okay. Dollhouse was okay. But the series was fucking awesome. So I think the same thing may be happening here. If you feel underwhelmed or you feel kind of like, you know, I wasn't quite sure, you know, grasping it and stuff like that, I have a feeling within the next two or three episodes it's going to be like, holy shit, where have you been all my life?
It's kind of like how Defiance was.
Yes. Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect example.
Because Defiance, after the third episode, you get really into it. But the first two, you're like, seriously, that's where you're going with this?
My buddy at work was complaining a tad about this, saying that he thought it would have been a little bit better because of they already had a world. They had a universe to play in that we all knew. But after watching it, I think they did a nice job of reintroducing this post-Avengers event.
Yes.
Universe.
Post-Avengers and Iron Man 2. A 3, sorry.
Well, whatever. Yes, post-Avengers. That's basically what they're shooting for, though. The aliens and all that.
Yeah, but the technology was from Iron Man 3.
Stop it! But you're right. But there's still,
actually the serum that they gave dude was from pretty much every Iron Man, Captain America, Avengers, Iron Man 3. I mean everything.
Yeah,
every possible serum was in there.
That's true.
There was three of them in there.
Yeah,
there's three different versions of like body tech or mod. But I got a very strong Fringe / Torchwood. Damn it. I was going to say, what's the British one? Fringe and Torchwood vibe when they were like going to search for stuff and do stuff. I don't know.
But I want an action Fringe, so it's okay.
I know. I'm okay with it. And it's.
They just set a tone, and let's face it, this is a 8 o'clock watching family tone.
Mm-hmm.
So we know where we're going. No guy killing people with arrows in there.
I was happy with the tone, I guess, of the New World 8 p.m. or whatnot.
I'm looking for sassiness. I'm kind of looking forward to seeing what they're doing, what they're going to do with Melinda May.
Yeah, because there's something weird about her.
Something weird about her. She has a background, and she's a badass, but she doesn't want to be a badass, so evidently something bad happened. So,
did you see in the upcoming trailer where she just whipped out like two pistols like she was
It ain't shit. Like it ain't nothing.
Like, what the hell?
Mm-hmm.
And how she was recognized by Captain New Guy that we're supposed to learn through.
Yeah.
Yeah, Captain New Guy is a douche.
Captain, you know, kind of who he reminds me of? This is going to be horrible. Wing is going to fucking hate me.
Shoot.
He reminds me of Carl Urban from Red.
You're right.
He does.
You're right.
I got that vibe. As soon as he showed up on the screen, like the cutscene to him getting chastised in the thing, you're getting chosen for a new team. I was like, this is fucking Bones. This isn't Bones. This is him from Red.
Yep.
Yep.
Good call.
You're right.
Very good call.
Nice bowl, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, I can totally see that shit. And it turns out to be cool at the end. Yep, I can see it.
Okay. What about the freaking Wonder Twins?
Yes.
That I can't. No, I hate them with a passion. Weird.
I can't hate them. I really can't because... This kind of reminds me of some of the things that Joss Whedon did with Angel. He brought in characters that realistically shouldn't fit, and yet as the series goes on, you can't imagine the series without them.
I like them because you're talking all these brilliant minds.
Yeah.
You know, not people with abilities, or maybe they have abilities that we don't know about. But they are literally the Wonder Twins. They are different sides of the same coin or different parts of that same intellect where it may be hard. It was hard for me to hear their shit a lot of times and differentiate what the hell they were saying, but they were the same parts. They were figuring it out together in an interesting way, and I really liked it. They could go in a lot of cool ways with those two.
I'm going to agree with that. They have a good basis.
True.
They have a good basis, but in this episode, I would have shot one at some point because I was like, okay, shut up.
You would have shot one?
Yeah.
There goes their basis.
You know? Jesus. Obviously, Lola was cool.
Lola?
Yep. The
flying car.
Men in Black car.
Yeah.
Lola was cool.
Yeah.
I respect Lola.
Lola.
I would not judge Lola.
Men in Black Ford.
Yes. Or the Back to the Future flying car, if you prefer. So.
It, wasn't it like the Tony Stark flying car from Captain America? When I saw the wheel on the side, the age of the car, I was like,
I can see that. Yeah,
that's that would be a reference to that. Actually, we know the car. He was working on the car in the 40s, probably as a working model somewhere.
Yeah,
and we know Shield got all his research. That was said in the second movie.
True. Here's the thing. Also about the way Joss Whedon does shit, does TV and stuff like that.
Gangster.
Very gangster, no doubt. But there are going to be characters that you are not going to stand. And there are going to be characters you are going to become so attached to, it's going to be ridiculous. And those are the people that shit will happen to.
That's the people that are going to die.
It's called having a character arc. And then you'll start to like the ones you don't like. Look at Sawyer, the first season of Lost.
Yeah.
On the other end, you start a show where Twizzler acting a character.
Yeah.
What are the stakes?
Yeah.
They need to tell us what it cost. If he's a life model decoy or whatever, but what it costs Coulson, so stakes come back in the show.
Yeah.
See? You know, can I hate you, by the way?
Okay.
A little bit for a second here, Wing.
Okay. Why? What did I do?
All of a sudden, at the end of the show, there was a bang. And I'm like, they didn't. No, it's the crazy bullet they talked about before.
Yeah.
You've ruined everything for me now. I've always known it in the back of my mind. But it was never put into so many words. And now that you've pointed out all these slight nuances and all the obviouses, obviousness in these things, it's like, oh, well, they're talking about this right now. Well, that's going to come back at the end. God damn my life. Next time he comes here, I'm going to slap him again.
It's my pleasure, Beef. My pleasure.
Fuck you. No bueno.
No bueno.
That's one of the things. When you start, like, thinking script-wise when you watch a show or something, the level needs to be high. That's when you start getting into the madmen of this world where people are like, it's about nothing. And you're like, exactly. It's about this man. That's it. There's no story.
But so far, I'm liking it. I think there are a bunch of directions they can go. I'm looking
and the Shield plane is gangster.
Oh, yeah. What's
a Shield plane is... Are you kidding?
Dude, It's got the house / bones, like, offices in there, and the fucking super awesome garage. And the cars look like the ones from Torchwood.
Yep.
And they have the conference room, and it
looks... That's what I'm saying, from Bones and House.
Oh, yeah, it looks a little bit like Firefly. You have, like, a giant set in which
inside,
you can move around.
Inside, yeah, inside the Wasserman. Yeah, maybe, yeah, I could see that, the modular thingy.
Yeah. Yeah,
but it's less dirty.
But I like it when they have a base of operation. I know it's stupid, but I like it.
That's nice.
I liked it in Torchwood when they had the base of operation. When they blew it up, I was like, oh.
Yeah.
They blew him in the street.
Yeah. Not the house.
I like the house. That still makes me mad.
Wait, what?
The house and
Iron Man 3. Took out the house. Can't kill the house.
He's a gajillionaire. He could have another one built in 5 minutes with robots.
See the house? I saw the fucking house. Fucking house.
You see the bear in front of the house?
Bear. There's a bear?
Yeah, there's a giant teddy bear.
Oh, Jesus, you confuse me sometimes, dude. For real, B.
Oh, shit.
But overall, I would recommend it.
Yeah.
It's a fun show. Don't think it's going to be a movie. That's the thing I think everybody was expecting.
You can't do that. You have to build a base.
Exactly. Yeah. And did it well.
You know what? If you want it to be a movie, give it at least the first 4 episodes, including the pilot.
Agreed. Yep.
That'll give you your 4 hours, which will really only be about 160 minutes. Yeah. Just under 3 hours. Real hours.
Yeah.
Agreed. So, can't wait for next week.
We will be talking about it next week. Thank you all for joining us.
Word.
Thank you for listening. If you want to leave us feedback,
go to GunnaGeek.com, and you will find all of our contact informations and other shows. You can also visit LegendsOfShield.com, where you will find our complete archive. The music heard on this podcast is by Kevin McLeod, and can be found at Incompetech.com. The opinion heard on this podcast are those of the individual host, and do not represent Legends Stream Canada, or Gunna Geek. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is the property of the Disney Corporation. No infringement is intended.